When standardized state tests are given to schoolchildren around New York this spring, some parents are expected to opt out, that is, ask that their child not take the test. In response, some school districts are prepared to tell teachers to make those students sit and stare at their desks. In the Comsawag School District on Long Island's North Shore, Assistant Superintendent Jennifer Ruff says they don't do sit and stare.
I don't think that it's realistic to expect that a third grader, for example, is going to be able to sit for several hours without making any sounds or distractions.
Instead, students who opt out of tests will be placed in other rooms and given something to do. Ref agrees with the state teachers union, NICET, that the increased testing tied to the Common Core curriculum is too much too soon. NICET wants the Department of Education and the New York Regents to issue clear guidelines about sit and stare. NICET's president, Dick Iannuzzi, says it's unfair to those children opted out by their parents and disruptive to the test takers around them.
Sit and stare is a symptom of a very aggressive disease, which is over-testing and testing of material that students simply have not been appropriately prepared for.
Jennifer Reff says last spring a number of mostly middle school students in her district opted out. She's seeing signs of many more parents planning the same in April and May.
This year I think it's going to be a major issue, and I think that it says that parents are unhappy and concerned for their child's well-being and that the testing has become very extensive.
Tuesday, the heads of both parties in Albany called for a delay in using the new test scores in evaluating teacher performance. And Governor Cuomo says he'll create a panel to look into the rollout of Common Core, which he has labeled as flawed. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.